For the second day in a row, President Trump scrambled the calculus at the NATO summit in Brussels, declaring that allies behind closed doors had agreed to his demands that they pay even more than they'd previously agreed to for shared defense. French President Emmanuel Macron rejected Trump's account of what took place. At an impromptu news conference afterwards, Trump declared that he believes in NATO, despite reports that in the closed-door meeting he threatened to pull out of the alliance.
There's a great collegial spirit in that room that I don't think they've had in many years. They're very strong. So, very, very unified, very strong, no problem.
Nina Jankowicz is Global Fellow at the Wilson Center Kennan Institute. She joins us now. Nina, welcome.
Hi, Jeremy. Good to be here.
And what's your takeaway, first of all, from what happened today in Brussels?
Well, I think Trump created a crisis and then declared that he had solved it when in reality nothing has changed. You know, the allies committed to spending 2% of their GDPs on defense at Wales in 2014 after the Russian annexation of Crimea. And defense spending has been on the uptick since then. This really isn't anything to do with Trump.
What do you think Vladimir Putin, you're a Russian scholar, what do you think Vladimir Putin concludes when he sees what's been going on and some of the disarray at the summit?
I think he couldn't have asked for a better outcome unless, you know, all of the allies unilaterally declared Russia no longer a threat. And I'm not sure that's what he wants anyway. For the past more than a decade, since 2005 at the Munich Security Conference, he has been going after the Western structures as we know it, trying to achieve this lack of unity that Trump has just handed him on a platter. And then along with Trump's comments about, you know, not taking the status of the Crimean Peninsula off the table for his upcoming negotiations with Putin, I don't think Putin could ask for more.
What about the pipeline that Trump claims is making Germany a captive of Russia? It is a pipeline that will bring basically natural gas from Russia into Germany. What do you think of that? Does Trump have a point on that?
It's a little bit of a tricky issue. So I think Trump has very kind of cunningly latched on to this because it is exactly something that the Western countries have been lobbying against for a long time, including Poland and the Baltic states, because it would undermine European energy security, only allowing Europe one route and one supplier, that is Russia, for the entire continent. And it also gives Putin an opportunity to bypass countries like Ukraine and Poland that strongly oppose Russia. It's also a conduit for corruption into Europe. But I don't think Trump is really concerned with any of these things. For him, it's transactional and more about, you know, undermining this unity for NATO and trying to drive home his message to the American people that NATO is not worth their money, which I think, unfortunately, is something that's becoming more and more resonant amongst the public. Although we've seen on Capitol Hill over the past couple of days that is not something the Congress is willing to agree with.
Do you expect any European leader to really stand up to Trump? Because even in the statements that some people like Macron have made, they're not being as tough with him as he is with them.
Right. And I think even the Secretary General Stoltenberg had an interview with Christiane Amanpour after Trump's press conference today, where he would not acknowledge Trump's continued berating of the allies in order to increase their defense spending to 4%, which is just unheard of and a very silly thing to say. He wouldn't acknowledge that, indeed, the allies have only committed to 2% and nothing has changed after the summit. I think he was unwilling to go after the president in that way. But I think Europe is more and more becoming a bit nervous because they don't know that if they needed the United States, as we have called upon them in the past when we have invoked Article 5, we're the only nation to have done so, that they would not question whether or not we'd come to their aid without Trump first consulting his bogus balance sheet of dues that he believes are owed to NATO, which is absolutely demonstrably false. So I think they're coming up with contingency plans, and this is a really dire moment for the Transatlantic Alliance when the United States, which has been the de facto leader of NATO for the past 70 years, is turning our back on our allies who have paid in blood to show their commitment to Western values.
Just a few seconds here, but what are you expecting from the Trump-Putin meeting?
I'm very nervous about it, particularly after this press conference today. I think Trump likes to make deals. And the fact, again, that he would not just stick to the United States government's talking points about the status of Crimea is very worrisome to me.
It's Nina Jankowicz, a global fellow at the Wilson Center Kennan Institute. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.